time to meet the men from the ministry. Let's take another canter down the corridors of power with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In the General Assistance Department, those eager executives, Lennox, Brown, and Lamb, help any ministry that's overloaded. These are men who just can't do enough for the nation, so sometimes they don't even try.
Good morning, Mayo, Mr. Lennox Brown. Shall I put it in the usual place?
No, Mildred. The waste paper basket's full.
Give it to Mr. Lamb.
Looks like more stuff from the Department of the Environment.
Funny lot they are. I suppose they'd have to be with a long name like that. What do they do, anyway?
It's what used to be called the misery of work.
They also run London's parks, Mildred, and they've asked us to help in improving them.
Well, they could do with improving in all. Our park was so blooming crowded last summer, my boyfriend and I could never find room to lie down.
I say they've written to thank us for our statue proposal. You remember we suggested a statue of the Prime Minister in Regent's Park?
Oh, yes, yes. What did they say?
They say a statue of the Prime Minister should be a great asset. It would give shelter from the rain, shade from the sun, and the pigeons a chance to speak for us all.
Oh, now, isn't that nice?
Well, you could answer this. I'm still trying to balance the park people's books.
Why don't you use a pocket calculator? That would halve the work.
Would it? Oh, so if we got two, there'd be no work at all.
Get with the Wilkins next door to help you. He's really on the ball.
They say he has a brilliant brain.
Well, talk of it, here he is. Hello, Mr. Wilkins.
Hello, Miss oh, dear, I forget my own name in a minute.
Mildred.
No, it's not Mildred. It's Wilkins. Wilkins, that's right.
Mr. Wilkins, have you a pocket calculator?
Yep. A pocket calculator? Oh, no. I've never needed one. I've always known how many pockets I had.
I'm checking the books for the Parks Department, and I can't get the figures right.
Oh, dear me. Well, why don't you do as I do?
You mean walk round the office in my cardigan and slippers?
Yes. No. For checking figures, use an old felt pen.
An old felt pen?
Yes, one that's all, you know, frayed and smudgy.
How does that help?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? No one can make out what figures you've written, so you can't be proved wrong and everyone's happy.
That's a brilliant idea.
What about you, Mr. Lennox Brown? Are you still improving the parks?
Oh, yes, yes. I've told them to put more ducks in the lakes and some peacocks in the rose garden.
There's already lots of larks in the bushes. It was a joke, you see.
Was it?
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Now then, you people.
Good morning, Sir Gregory.
Good morning, Sir Gregory.
Good morning, Sir Gregory.
Good morning, Sir... what was his name again?
The Lennox Brown, I have a job for you, and it's top priority.
I am at the ready, sir.
There's an old tree in Regent's Park, a rather special tree.
Larks in the bushes. It's an old chestnut.
Quite right, Wilkins. It's an old chestnut tree.
Indeed, sir.
Yes, it's said that Charles II chased Nell Gwynn across the green there.
Trying to get his hands on her oranges, I suppose.
Possibly, possibly, yes. But he tripped over one of his spaniels, and while his attention was distracted, she playfully climbed this tree and hid.
Oh, very jolly, sir.
Not entirely. No? Failing to find her, the king returned to the palace, and she, unable to get down, was trapped up the tree for a week.
Well, how did she get out
there? Well, she was spotted by Samuel Pepys, who'd been surprised to see an orange fall from a chestnut tree. Well, now, next month is the 300th anniversary of this event, and the Lord Mayor will affix a plaque to the tree at a special ceremony.
Oh, a great tourist attraction, sir.
Exactly.
Yes.
You're to make arrangements for the occasion. Seating, parking, etc.
Yes, yes, leave it to me, sir. Lamb will take care of everything.
No, Lennox Brown. You'll deal with this. Oh. Lamb must press on with the park finances.
Yes, sir.
His job is to see the parks make money. And I've every confidence he'll find ways to do it.
Thank you, sir.
Because if he doesn't, I'll have his ears for ashtrays.
Oh, dear, I'd better go down to Regent's Park and try and get some ideas.
Perhaps Mr. Good can help. You know, the park supervisor. I'll ring and say you're coming.
Hello, Mr. Good. I said hello, Mr. Good.
I heard you the first time, lad. Don't keep repeating yourself.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Good.
I'm trying to pick a site for the new building.
A new building?
We've got to put up a new gents' washroom.
Oh, that'll be a great convenience.
That'll do, lad. Now, there's a ministry man coming here this afternoon. In fact, that looks like him now.
Oh, yes, the one who just fell in the flower bed. I said in the flower bed.
Good afternoon. I'm Richard Lamb from the General Assistance Department.
How do? I'm Good, park supervisor.
And I'm Mr. Gold. I work here. I said to work here.
I'm a bit worried about those pansies over there.
Oh, they wander across from the open air theatre. They're quite harmless.
We've met before, haven't we? Didn't you work in Hyde Park?
Aye, we were in Hyde Park last year, but we got transferred after that nasty business with the bishop and the goose.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, now, we have to find new ways for the park to make money. Have you any ideas?
Well, what about more park entertainment?
That's a thought. Morris dancing, perhaps. Have you ever seen Morris dancing?
Only when he dropped the spade on his foot.
Shut up, lad. He thinks he's David Frost. Oh, that's a good ways, Mr. Lamb. Displays of Morris dancing. There's nothing like it.
We could charge 20p to watch for an hour or 50p for half an hour.
Maybe we could sell park souvenirs to the tourists like they do in the holiday resorts.
Souvenirs, yes, we could offer ashtrays and serviette rings made of local wood.
What about Regent's Park Pixies? I said, what about Regent's Park Pixies?
Why not? You could model for them, Mr. Gold. We need plenty of wood. I know. You could chop down those old willow trees over the island.
Oh, no, we can't touch the island. There's an unusual bird come to nest there.
He's right, Mr. Lamb. Some rare bird was spotted there yesterday, and the top brass don't want it disturbed.
Oh, then use that tree over there. That looks old and decrepit.
If you say so, Mr. Lump. And that'll clear a space for the new gents' washroom.
Splendid. I'll find a woodworking firm to make the souvenirs.
And why don't we put up the charge for rowing on the lake? Say, £1 an hour for rowing boat.
Or £2 if we want a couple of oars. I said a couple of oars.
That reminds me, you'd best get some of them in to pass the time.
Come in, number 91. Your time's up.
Don't be daft. We haven't got 91.
Oh, number 16. Are you in some trouble?
I'm afraid they're not in, Mr. Wilkins.
Oh, I see. Well, then I dare say they're out.
Yes, that's right. Mr. LB's at the Department of the Environment for a big meeting about London's wildlife. They're holding a symposium.
Well, I hope when they've finished, they'll let the poor thing go free again.
And Mr. Lamb's gone to collect some sample souvenirs. They're selling them to help park funds.
Oh, it's all go, isn't it?
Mm. Well, stand by, Mildred. We've got a lot to do this afternoon.
Righty-ho, Mr. Lindsbrough.
Yes, the environment people are very excited. A great bustard is nesting on the island in Regent's Park Lake.
Ooh.
It's a very rare bird, and we have to see that it's not disturbed. It's the first time it's nested in this country for over 100 years.
Oh, so it's settling down in its old age.
What do we have to do, sir?
Well, I've decided the best plan is to rope off the whole island so vandals can't get near the place.
Oh, that'll take a lot of string, sir.
Oh, we're determined to spare no expense. I mean, after all, it's only public money.
Well, I'll see if I can get some string from stationery, if you like.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mr. Wilkins.
No, not at all. Miss Hadwell of stationery rather fancies me, you know. I think she's attracted by my nimble brain.
Well, she can't be attracted by his nimble body.
Now, don't make fun of Mr. Wilkins, Mildred. He's all get up and go.
I'd have thought most of it had got up and went.
I just got back from the park, Ron. Those souvenirs are selling like hotcakes.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Look, I've bought some samples.
Oh, yes?
Pixies, serviette rings, ooh, table mats, yeah, all made of genuine tree wood.
Yeah. And they've all got writing both sides. What did he say on that pixie?
He says, "Welcome to Regent's Park" on the front side, and I'll give you a hand on the back side.
Yes, very quaint, too, yes. But we have a more pressing problem, you see. Yes. Now, we've got to do something about the great Buster.
Sir Gregory, has he been here again?
No. The great Buster, a strange creature with a huge beak and staring eyes.
That's right, Sir Gregory.
Two. Yes. Listen, the great Buster is a very rare bird.
Oh.
One of them's nesting on the island in Regent's Park Lake. Now, we've been asked to protect it.
Oh, I see. Where is Sir Gregory, then?
Well, he's been and gone and went to that ceremony in the park.
The Lord Mayor's fixing a plaque on Nell Gwynn's tree.
Oh, yes. I remember someone mentioning that.
Now then, you two.
We two, sir?
Of course you two.
Yes.
I've just come back from Regent's Park.
Ah. Did the ceremony go well, sir?
It was a fiasco, man. A shambles. A total disaster.
Apart from that, was it all right, sir?
The Lord Mayor arrived to affix the plaque, only to find that the tree had been chopped down.
Good grief. And what did the Lord Mayor do with his plaque?
There was only one thing he could do with it.
Dear me.
He fixed it to the structure that had replaced the tree. Imagine a plaque saying, "Nell Gwynn was trapped here for a week." Who had that tree chopped down, I want to know?
Oh, dear. Was it that big wooden chestnut tree near the lake?
Yes.
With the hollow trunk and enormous branches?
Yes. What do you know about this?
Nothing, Sir Gregory. I've never seen it.
What?
Very well, sir. I cannot tell a lie. I had the tree chopped down.
Let me get my hands on you, lamb.
There's no need for violence, Sir Gregory. Have one of these lucky pixies.
Pixies?
That's what the wood was used for, you see.
Ah! Jovi's bitten the pixie's head off.
Better that than Mr. Lamb.
I'll deal with you later, lamb. I haven't the strength left to kick you downstairs.
Thank you very much, sir.
Souvenirs. Oh, what a stupid idea. Get rid of lot.
Yes, sir.
I'm told, Lennox Brown, that this office has to protect the great Buster.
That is true, sir, yes.
Well, if there's any mishap on that job, anything at all, I'll have your heads for bookends, incompetent, blundering fools.
I'd better cancel those souvenir orders. Mildred, take a note to Woody Wood Woodworks, would you? Say we've decided this can't go on. We made a mistake. We'll pay the price in full.
Pay the price in full?
Yes.
I've written that down, sir. I'll type it later.
Oh, in the circumstances, string's not enough. We can't afford to slip up on this one. No. We'll close the park completely.
Ooh.
Yes, I'll sign an order at once. Regent's Park will be closed to public and staff till I give the order to reopen. And I shan't do that till the wretched bird's hatched all its eggs.
I don't see why we had to come here at this time of the day. It's 5:00. I should be home now.
I had to see my orders have been carried out.
Well, they certainly have, sir. The park's sort of weird with no one in it. Can't we leave now?
As soon as we've checked the island over, we have to be sure the bird is all right. Well, personally, I find the lake rather pleasant.
That's because you're not rowing.
Anyway, here we are. Right, now, jump ashore, Mildred, will you? After you. Come along, too. Tie the boat to a tree trunk, will you? Don't take all evening.
I can't rush it, Ron, or the rope will get knotted.
The rope will what?
Get knotted.
That will do, too. This island is very overgrown, isn't it, Mildred? No paths in sight.
It's blooming spooky and all. Mm. It's like the jungle in malaria or somewhere.
The boat's secure, Ron. Are we going to look at the net?
Find a way through this undergrowth. You'd better go first, too, and hack a path with your umbrella. Mildred, you can bring up the rear, carrying our briefcases on your head. Safari pattern.
Yes, Buana.
Right, keep going, too. You can take your jacket off if you have to. And stop complaining.
I didn't say anything.
What?
Oh, here, look, sir. In that big nest there. That must be the bustard.
By Jove, you're right. Oh. Oh, what an ugly-looking brute.
Oh, dear, now you've upset it.
Let's have a closer look. I have a way with creatures of the wild. Look, it's smiling at me.
Blimey, it bit me's nose.
What a vicious bastard.
Well, it seems quite able to look after itself. Yes, well, let's go before it gets dark.
Yeah, let's get back to the beach.
Right.
Here, Mr. Lamb, where did you tie up the boat?
Over there, Mildred.
Well, it's not there now. It's gone.
Oh, good. Great, too. Do you see what you've done?
Well, you told me to tie it to a tree trunk, and I did.
I meant one that was still in the ground, not a branch that was lying on the shore.
It was quite a big branch, one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I can see it floating along in front of the boat.
Well, where, sir?
The bear there, right out in the middle of the lake, there.
We're marooned.
Oh, it's all right, Mildred. We'll call for help. One of the park keepers will hear us.
But don't be dark, too. We've cleared the park. All the keepers are outside, keeping the public away.
Well, couldn't one of you swim out and fetch the boat?
I can't swim, Mildred. The result of an old war wound, you know. Two, you're the only one who can. Swim over and get the boat.
I can't, one. I saw that film Jaws, and I've been terrified ever since. I even have to shut my eyes going over Westminster Bridge.
But it's only 100 yards, for heaven's sake.
This water's so dark and deep and murky. And I'm sorry, I can't do it.
All right. Then we're trapped here till morning, aren't we?
Jamie, I can't stay here all night.
We've no alternative, have we?
What happens in the morning, one? There'll still be no one in the park.
Well, we'll light a bonfire. Someone outside the park will see the smoke. Now, you and Mildred had better build a rude shelter.
What for, sir?
Well, for me to sleep in, of course. I have to keep myself fresh to lead us all to safety.
Yeah, but, sir, what
you
about...
and Mr. Lamb will be keeping watch. And don't worry, don't worry. We'll be off this island in no time. Come tomorrow, they'll miss us at the office.
It's extraordinary, Wilkins. Lennox Brown and his crew haven't been in for 4 days.
Well, perhaps they're sitting in the canteen, sir.
Canteen? They've been away 4 days, man.
Oh, the service there gets slower and slower.
My bet is they've all walked out in a huff.
Huff?
Huff!
Oh, huff, yes. I shall, how awful.
Awful? It's wonderful. Without those nitwits around, life here can be quite enjoyable. And you realize if they stay away for 21 days, they rate as absent without leave. That means I can sack them.
Mr. Gregory, that vein in your forehead's twitching again.
If they're not back by Monday, I'll destroy all their files and documents, all their papers, all the records of their absurd blunders over the years. I'll paper over their office door. No one need know they ever existed.
Do you realize we've been here for 3 weeks?
Is it only 3 weeks? Seems like 6 months to me.
It's 3 weeks exactly. I carved a rude calendar on this tree and I've been ticking off the days.
Oh, I'm starving, Mr. Lamb. Is there any more of that wild fowl left?
No, Mr. Lennox Brown just finished the parson's nose. Well, I suppose he was entitled to. If he hadn't caught it, we'd be dead by now.
If you ask me, Mr. LB's enjoying himself. I mean, building a stockade, ordering us about. Any minute now, he'll call you Man Friday. Why don't you come and hear your braces?
He tied them to a branch to make a rude bow, and he's using his brolly as an arrow. He's going to shoot a few ducks.
Oh, he'll be lucky they've all swum away, haven't they?
No, look. He's after one now. See? He's creeping down to the beach.
Oh, love. Oh, well, never mind. Food isn't everything. Now, attention, you two. It's time to hoist the flag. Start of a new day.
It isn't a flag. It's my shirt, and I'm cold.
Cold?
cold? Well, how can you be cold? You've a strong grass skirt like the rest of us.
Well, it may be strong, but there are nettles in mine.
I wish you hadn't burnt all our clothes that first day, sir.
Well, I had to, didn't I? The leaves and the twigs were too wet to burn. If someone had seen that bonfire, we'd be rescued.
Yes, pity you lit it just as it started to rain.
Well, I've not made many mistakes, have I? I mean, I've kept us all alive. It was I who thought of collecting rainwater and our bowler hats. I've kept my wits about me. Oh, my word, yes.
No, so have I. It was me that spotted that footprint on the beach and followed the track round the island.
Yes, and after you've been round four times, you realise the footprint was your own.
Listen, bickering will get us nowhere. The important thing is to keep active. Now, I'm off to write my journal. When I get back to civilization, I'll sell it to the staff magazine, make a fortune.
We'll never get back to civilization. The park will stay closed till we give the word, and we can't give the word because we're trapped in the park. We're doomed, Mildred. And I'm too young to die.
Oh, no, you're not, Mr. Lamb.
I had a glittering career ahead of me, and now I have to end my days in this island.
Oh, I wonder what's happening back in the dear old office.
You found this note on Lamb's desk?
Yes, sir. Under his Regent's Park pixie.
What? Oh, that misguided souvenir thing. Read the note again.
We've decided this can't go on. We made a mistake. We'll pay the price in full.
Good grief, that can mean only one thing. They took their responsibilities more seriously than I thought. They've taken their own lives.
No wonder we haven't seen them for 6 weeks.
This is tragic. Tragic. The PM will blame me. He'll say I drove them too hard. Now, you tell them that's not true, won't you?
Oh, yes, of course. What was that again?
Lennox Brown was like a son to me, you know. Miss Murfin was like a daughter. And so was Lamb. Was I too harsh?
By the way, Sir Gregory, the environment people say, can they open the park again?
Oh, they were waiting for Lennox Brown's order. Well, tell them to go ahead. No. No, we'll keep it closed for another month as a mark of respect. It's what Lennox Brown and Lamb would have wished.
Oh, very good, sir. I'll tell them.
Better write their obituary, I suppose. Yeah. Pipkin!
It's gold here in Regent's Park. I said it's gold here.
I don't want a blasted weather report.
No, gold. Mr. Gold, I work here. Three people have been seen on the island in the lake with the great bustards nesting.
Vandals, eh? I'll deal with them, Mr. Gold, by thunder I will.
And two of them, I said two of them, look quite big and burly.
Oh. Well, on the other hand, this may be a matter for the police. Mustn't take the law into one's own hands.
Well, I'll ring Scotland Yard, then. There's something funny going on in that island. I said funny on that island.
Poor Mr. Lamb. He's finally snapped. Has he been sitting there long?
Yes. He's been there for hours, sir. Dangling his feet in the water and singing the Isle of Capri.
Yes, well, I suppose he's the lucky one. Doesn't know what's going on. He's living in a world of his own, you see.
Well, of course, that's nothing new. He's always been like that. Oh, here he's coming over.
There's a small boy wading across the lake. He's coming towards us.
There, now. When you're desperate, you know, the mind plays funny tricks. I'm afraid no one could wade across there, could they? I mean, those murky depths are unplumbed.
It's true, and look, here he comes.
Blimey, he's right. It is a little boy.
Hey, what you doing on the island, mister? Are you lot opting out?
Good grief. How did you get across here, young man?
I waded across, didn't I? Chasing after me ball, see? The wind caught it.
You can't have waded it. The water's too deep.
Yeah, well, it's a bit deep over there. Came right up to me waist.
I say, look, there's a motor launch coming.
Oh, behind me, it's the fuzz. You look better stop her. Pouncing about in grass skirts you can put away.
Wade up to this boat with your hands up, or we'll storm the think we've been rescued.
And now the rest of the news. There were amazing scenes in Regent's Park today when police removed three people from an island in the lake. It was thought at first they were teenage hippies having an orgy. But this was disproved after they'd been hosed down. It emerged that two of the men were middle-aged and the third man was a girl. All wore grass skirts and the men donned bowler hats as they left the island because, as one put it, they didn't want to look silly. A ministry spokesman, Sir Gregory Pitkin, acknowledged that the three belonged to his staff, but he denied that they'd thought themselves marooned while surrounded by 2 feet of water. No civil servant could be that stupid, he said. The trio had volunteered to stay on the island to guard the rare great bustard which has been nesting there.
So sure you're fully recovered now?
Oh, yes, sir. That week in the sanatorium did us a world of good.
Thanks for the cigars you sent, sir. I ate all mine.
Not at all, my dear chap. When I think of what you went through to guard that great bustard for the nation, I salute you. Seeing you back here safe and sound, I feel as though you're my family.
Thank you, Daddy.
But it beats me how you survived for 6 weeks. I mean, what on earth did you eat?
Well, to start with, we had nothing but cough sweets.
I must say they worked, though. After 2 or 3 days, we were coughing like mad.
But what did you eat after that?
Oh, well, I caught and cooked a wild fowl.
Oh, excuse me, Sir Gregory.
Yes, Wilkins.
The park people rang and, oh, dear, they're furious.
Furious?
Yes, two of their chaps went across to the island to check on the great bustard.
Ah, yes. All well?
Oh, no, sir. All they found was a heap of feathers and a wishbone. Someone's eaten it.
Eaten it? Eaten the great bustard? Well, who could do such a thing?
Oh,
just a minute, Lennox Brown. You said you ate a wild fowl.
Now, don't jump to conclusions, Sir Gregory.
And the eggs were delicious, sir. We had them scrambled.
What? I'll scramble you when we get my hands on you.